Earthquakes are once again rocking Iceland's Bárðarbunga volcano, adding to concerns that magma movements may trigger an eruption that could hinder air traffic. Iceland's Met Office says two earthquakes measuring over 5 in magnitude shook the volcano under the vast Vatnajökull glacier on Wednesday. Some 500 quakes have hit the area since midnight. Iceland's aviation alert level remains at orange, their second highest level.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, good morning. The name is Eric Friedman. So I guess this morning is Barry Sabbath. So if you don't know Barry, he is an Israeli citizen and an Israeli patriot who spent 30 years in Israel exposing the total and abject corruption at the highest levels of the Israeli government. And because of his exposures, why there were threats against his life, to the point where he had to come to the United States, and he has contacts, is constantly in contact with people in Israel. But he writes here, gives us a perspective of what's going on, and of course the depravity of many of the people in key positions in the Israeli government. So he's keeping us abreast of what's really going on over there. Good morning, Barry, and why don't you bring us up to date on what's going on in Israel?
Yeah, you know, Without you, Dr. Stan, I might not even keep up with this. It's so overwhelming already. Last night, Israel signed, well, it was a humiliating loss for Israel, but there was no choice. It signed a ceasefire with Hamas that includes, if I've got this right, again, this is what was announced, that Israel will open its borders with Gaza, which the Gazans claim was their war aim. So they were celebrating in the street, and, well, Israel maybe got a little relief. Maybe. All right? That's the key word here. I don't believe it's going to hold. But nonetheless, for the Gazans, they won. They took many a blow, but they won. Now, I'm just going to give you the day of the signing. Before I give the background, without the background, people don't understand what this war was about. So I have to do it, but I'm trying to keep up. Yesterday, Ashkelon was hit with a very advanced missile, one that hasn't been seen. It doesn't matter. Two were dead, scores wounded. In case you didn't know it, Ashkelon, which is Israel's most southern coastal city, was heading out. I mean, the people didn't want to live under missiles anymore. I don't know why anyone has any problem understanding that. But you have a situation in Israel where all the, well, farming communities basically surrounding Gaza, they were abandoned. You have over 40,000 left their homes. Their crops were abandoned. Well, the fields were pockmarked with mortar. You can't really do much about mortar. This Iron Dome doesn't stop a mortar. They left. Now, here's the big one. The last day before the ceasefire, five more missiles were shot from Syria. The IDF retaliated, but frankly, they don't care less. The fact is, the south is already emptying. With Ashkelon, there's nowhere left to go. All of Israel is under rocket fire. If you're not under mortar fire, you're under rocket fire. You leave Ashkelon for where? Look, you have a situation where Israel got five more missiles from Syria. Now, if you remember the year 2006, when Hezbollah fought a war with Israel, all of northern Israel empty, literally all. Those who couldn't afford bus fare, I suppose, stayed put. Most went to the center of the country where they thought they were safe. They weren't. It turns out now the center of the country is under rocket fire. There's nowhere else to go. All of the south was emptying the day Israel signed this ceasefire. The north was next. This is what I've been dreading for well, it happened. But it wasn't used as a basis to start a war. It was a basis to get Israel to sign a ceasefire. The last day, Ashkelon was hit mighty hard, apparently by a Scud. I'm trying to keep up with that, too. But it was an advanced missile hit an apartment block, scores wounded, two dead so far. And if you live in Ashkelon, well, you were just packing the old car to go somewhere. But what you don't understand is there's literally, there is no somewhere anymore. So Israel signed a ceasefire with humiliating terms. Remember, it was only a couple of months ago Israel was going to finish off Hamas and all be done in a week. Everything would be fine. We'd go back to normal. 2 months later, Israel signed. Now, what I've got from the ceasefire, again, negotiated in Cairo, and who knows what's behind that. It's not like Hamas and Cairo are the best of friends. But nonetheless, amongst the terms are Israel has agreed to allow cement in, construction equipment in. What it all comes down to is this all going to start again. We'll go into the tunnels later. We have to understand the background. But the fact is, if this ceasefire breaks down, and frankly, I expect it to. Oh, surprise, surprise. But so far, you have a month where Israelis can walk down the street without being hit by a rocket. You have a month in theory. I don't think you're going to get that month. But the fact is, if the ceasefire breaks down, so Israel, well, they'll be just further worn down with mortars and missiles. Now, let's say it holds with what I see are the terms, Hamas will just rearm. All right? There's no win here. But Israel has no choice. The country, well, look, all the crops are gone for this year. Summer's gone. That's it. Mortar shells, no crops. So you have that in the south. In the north, they were threatened with another war like they had in 2006. Israel knew it was losing. And what people don't talk about is how many Israelis are leaving the country. Now, the Israelis are saying, no problem, we've got great anti-Semitism coming in from Europe. They're being replaced.
Hold on.
This is no way to live.
Hold the thought. We'll be back.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16.
Walker's Quality Cajun Feed Supply won't sell you anything they don't feed their own pets. We sell quality feed for mice to horses, premium pet food, and wild bird seed, custom cages and supplies at the best prices in town with a 2% cash discount. Feed your animals quality food now or pay your vet later. Ask about our special of the month for KHNC listeners. That's Walker's Quality Cajun Feed Supply, located at 4298 Kipling Street in Wheat Ridge. That's 4298 Kipling Street in Wheat Ridge. 303-424-0305. 303-424-0305.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Hold on, Ben. One of the results of this is that a number of Israelis are leaving Israel for fear that they will come under attack again, in other words, a missile attack.
And, well, basically, they don't want to be in a pressure cooker.
Okay. So right ahead with this story, Ben.
You know, they want a little relaxation in their life. What you've got now is relief for possibly a month, but again, with great skepticism, Well, you have to report on a ceasefire. Look, Hamas also suffered, but they got their way, or they got a lot more of their way than Israel did with the ceasefire. But it doesn't matter. From now on, no Israeli will ever be safe. Anyone can missile them. Anyone. I don't see a reaction. You know, you have people saying Israel's got nukes. What are they going to nuke? All right. I mean, literally. And if they nuke, they're going to nuke themselves. Radiation doesn't stand still. But nonetheless, from here on in, and barring some sort of miracle, anyone can attack Israel. Look, I'm not going to dive into it. Maybe I will shortly. The fear that rocket attacks really, really cause. But let's look at the change. Now, first of all, I've got calls for the removal of Netanyahu. I was initially going to quote an academic, a respected academic, all right, it doesn't matter. He said Israel is fighting the war to lose. Its strategy is to lose. But I'm not going to do that now. I think it may actually be a day old and a little moldy. Look, the calls for the removal of Netanyahu will do nothing. Nothing. You've got, now, I don't quote them often, but this quote shows the frustration. This is Debka. It's an Israeli intelligence source that, well, a lot has been wrong in what they've reported, and I've been very, very careful to use them. As a matter of fact, I rarely use them. Too much is wrong, but I think they may have, at least they're going to show us the frustration in Israel. Debka released a report that Israel removed its strategic advisors in the year 2005. Now remember, tactical they've still got. They can tell you as best they can if there's danger around the corner, but they can't tell you what the plan of the enemy is. This all began in the year 2005 when Meir Dagan, he was the head of intelligence, he fired all the strategic advisors. Oh my gosh, did we pay for that? Look, you've got advisors. These advisors told Israel to get out of Gaza after they lost, oh, about 70 troops. They said, any more, it won't be worth it. Just get out of there and let the Air Force bomb them and we'll wear them down. But there was no strategic understanding of who Hamas is. They don't care about loss of civilians or children. That's not in their thinking. Their thinking is to win at any price, and that's just what they did. From their point of view, there were celebrations in the streets of Gaza last night, and in Israel, they knew they lost. Israelis knew they lost. Now, I'm not going to dive into the utter depths of this, but the year 2005 was the year that Israelis left Gaza. Meir Dagan, he's a minor heavy in my book, Bye Bye Gaza, but he got rid of the advisors to the government on the intelligence, the strategic intelligence. Israel walked into this war without strategic advisors, and that was under, well, Ariel Sharon. Now that's, look, I don't have the time with Sharon, but he was elected as a right winger who would protect Israel's, well, strategy. But instead, he pulled 10,000 Jews out of Gaza and northern Samaria, left them homeless, and let's just say, within 2 years, as all of the homeless Israelis warned, you're going to get a massive, massive war. Hamas got elected. There was supposedly a democratic election where the Palestinian Authority were thrown out by Hamas. By 2009, they had kidnapped Gilad Shalit. Israel was in a war. And from then on in, it's been straight downhill. But if you're looking at the odds, Gaza's been coming out on top every single time. Now, 2009, Gilad Shalit, one soldier who apparently fell asleep and wasn't prepared for a kidnapping, was drugged and taken into a tunnel, and, until he was released, for 1,100 terrorists, and that's no exaggeration, many were murderers. That's what one tunnel cost Israel. 13 dead, many, many casualties, and the release of these terrorists who are now at the front lines of this war that, again, if this holds, Israel has been thoroughly humiliated. Thoroughly. It was a terrible loss for Israel. Israelis know it. I'm going to do a little personal. I came to Israel to fight for my land and to fight for my people in the year 75. The country was united then, left and right. We all agreed you had to defend the country. Since then, left has been thoroughly isolated from the idea of defense, have turned their souls over to the enemy, and Israel is thoroughly cut to pieces ideologically. That's the situation today. There is no unity. The first end of the unity was the removal of Jews from Sinai. Sinai is now a terror capital of the Middle East. Next, Gaza. Gaza, well, you just saw the war. Everything to whittle the unity of Israel down has been done. And this war, this two-month war, was a major, major loss. And just to add, another Israeli was kidnapped and presumed dead. If you have any sense of reality, he is dead. The tragedy for Israel is never, never ending. That's the problem. I don't see an end to it. Well, Dr. Stan, you're smarter than me. Without going into God and a miracle, what's the end to this?
Barry, exactly what you've said. We're going to see this conflict continue on until there is an ultimate, well, we believe that there's going to be a supernatural end to this, but it's sometime in the future. The fact that the Israeli government would give up 1,100 Islamic terrorists.
That was them yesterday. They gave up.
One kidnapped soldier suddenly shows the fact that basically the truth of the matter is, why would you release 1,100 terrorists, many of whom are murderers, so that you'll have an enemy?
Dr. Stan, that was five-year-old news. Yesterday they signed a ceasefire that, as near as I can figure, allows for open borders with Gaza. And boy, if you think the Shalit exchange was one step closer to the end for Israel, if this is true and they let Gazans have free reign into Israel, well, all I can say is what a lousy ceasefire. But Israel had no choice. They were losing this war. They were losing their people. They had no choice. They signed something that supposedly put an end to the shooting. I'm going to repeat before going into the background. You have to. You have to look at the background. Even if you've heard it from me before, you have to look at its background. Israel lost.
It's a tragedy. I share your concern.
Look, I was on the phone. It was, you know, it was sad. It was 3 days ago. My friend Tova was on the line, and I commiserate with her. And what more can I do? The fact is, she said this war was a good war because the terrorists, Hamas, were going to use the tunnels to attack Israeli settlements on Rosh Hashanah. I'm going to switch to a horrible reality, and that is these tunnels didn't have to exist. And we have one Israeli lieutenant colonel, intelligence colonel, Yossi Langotsky, who said, we had the technology, and I warned them. And he's talking about 9 years ago, before Hillary Clinton became Secretary of State, and it's expanded. We have to do that as well to make sense. But the fact is, Israel did not use sonar echolocation. That's what he called it. There are other terms. The fact of the matter, and I told Tova this, forget the tunnels, and Hamas is bad, and they're cruel, and they're evil. We all agree on that. Who made them nuts? That's a separate issue. But the fact that the tunnels, we didn't have to lose 70 of our young soldiers to take out the tunnels. The Israelis knew they were being dug. And we're going to get into how they knew in a separate way in 1 second. The fact is they did nothing about them. Forget about this Rosh Hashanah attack. This is, well, frankly, this is PR for the other side. This is pretext making. All right, you've got your pretext now. Now you have to ask if the pretext was a reason to go to war. Not to mention the immediate pretext, the kidnapping of three Jews in Gush Etzion. It doesn't matter. One of them managed to phone the police, who recorded his, I'm being kidnapped, we're being abducted message to the police. Then we hear them shot. That is, if anything is rigged and set up, that pretext for war was rigged and set up. And I'm going to repeat this before I do the boring background. The police in Judea and Samaria despise the settlers, despise them. And Tova it said to me in this phone call, when I brought all this up, she said, you know what? The police, when we go to Judea and Samaria, they're perverts. They treat us like perverts. If people don't understand, the police are not protecting the Jews, that they sloughed off this emergency call as a prank. Look, in a cell phone, you have GPS. Maybe they would have prevented the crime, but they would have prevented, well, the aftermath. They could have been there in 2-3 minutes just following the GPS. But they sloughed off this phone call as a prank. And
hold that thought, Barry. Hold the thought. We'll be back in a moment with Barry Stanley. Right here at the
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering our high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742. Or visit us on the web at squareconstruction.com.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592, just like that.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21.
Well, Dr. Stan, I guess it's funny, Barry, Stanley, Barry. Before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with your answering service, how they can get your book, how they can listen to your radio program.
Sure, you got it, and I thank you. All my books are at lulu.com. That's www.lulu.com. You'll see a search box right in my last name, Chamish. Chamish. That'll get you to the books. I think for this discussion and this period, Bye Bye Gaza is the book you should look at. And as I said, it's in two versions. Get black and white. Color's too expensive. That's coming from the author who would actually make a few bucks here and there. If you bought color, don't buy it. Buy black and white. And my website, thanks to David Samarin, is up to date. Lots needs to be done, but you can get the general idea by going to barrychamish.com, www.barrychamish.com. And, well, there is a PayPal button and a way to get a hold of me and stuff like that. You decide. All right, Dr. Stan, I want to go into this clause in this ceasefire, is that Israel allows cement, concrete, to come into Gaza. I assume unlimited amounts. Again, I wasn't there, so nonetheless, it's been made public. As part of the ceasefire, Israel will allow cement into Gaza. A great idea. Why not? A lot of buildings were destroyed, and let's get people back in their homes. Let's see if that's what the cement is used for. Oh, gosh. I'm going to do it. I got this from, Al Jameiner. It's very, very, it's from the Washington Post, quoting the Washington Post. This is, you want to talk a source. Dennis Ross was Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's Middle East advisor beginning of the year 2009. He told the Washington Post that he was assigned the task of pressuring Israel to ease up on the cement importation. Here's a quote from Ross. "I argued with Israeli leaders and security officials, telling them they needed to allow more construction materials, including cement, into Gaza so that schools and basic infrastructure could be built. I'm telling you, I don't know if these guys are totally, completely brainwashed."
Yeah, because the cement was used to build the tunnel.
And anyone could tell if you're monitoring building material, you could tell that with very basic technology. Where is the cement? It's not going to schools and basic infrastructure. So what's it being used? Look, the fact is, here's what Ross said. "The Israelis countered that Hamas would misuse it, and they were right." Dennis Ross apparently, well, he's spilling the beans for some reason, possibly because he's a Jew and cares a bit about Israel, possibly. But Ross's admission shows that she personally sent him as an envoy to push for a policy that enabled Hamas to build the terror tunnels. Now, without going to the Israeli side, that they had the technology. Look, you don't build a tunnel without noise. Lots and lots of noise under your feet. it's not really high-tech technology. They could have found the tunnels if they wanted to. You had honest officers who were pushing that. And as Colonel Langoski said, the Israeli security establishment just wasn't serious enough to deal with the tunnels. There's too much wackiness in making Israel so weak. Who knows? Maybe these people in the security administration that Langoski is talking about were that stupid. I don't believe it. I think they had a policy, and Langoski doesn't understand it. That's what I think. But when she sent Dennis Ross, that is your Secretary of State, to put cement into Hamas hands, you know your State Department was building up Hamas. All right? I'm just saying that outright. And we'll go into more proof of that. But what were the consequences of Miss Clinton making sure Israel was pressed, blackmailed probably, into making sure that Hamas had plenty of cement? Two wars so far. 2009 where Shalit was captured. Now you've got this one where Israel was humiliated and any Arab sees the writing on the walls. All you have to do is rocket them. The place panics and they give in to anything. And that lesson will not have been in vain. They're going to continue. And Israel is going to continue to take the rockets while they continue to shoot the rockets. Way out? Yeah, you find one for me. And I've been looking for one. Israel will continue to suffer the consequences of Hillary Clinton. Now, I'm going to go backwards. Your State Department, Hillary Clinton, the secretary, went to Sharm el-Sheikh in 2009. And she pledged almost $1 billion, $900 million to Fatah. But there was a secret clause. The good guys, the peace-loving Fatah would direct $300 million of them to Hamas. This when America was declaring that Hamas was a terror organization and we're not going to deal with Hamas. They were funneling them the finances to rebuild for this war. Just know it. This lady who's clearly running for president next time around was behind the strengthening of Hamas from the year 2009 on. She had her finger in making sure Hamas got really, really strong.
Who are you speaking of?
Her Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton.
Oh, okay. Well, go ahead.
All right. Now, where did this alliance lead? And again, I may be repeating myself, but if you don't understand this, you don't know where this loss for Israel came from. You don't know where this war came from. The United States were holding secret talks with Hamas just before the war. And apparently for months. Oops. Yeah, I hear it.
We'll be back in just a moment with Barry Sanders here at the American Freedom Network.
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squareroofconstruction.com.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
And we're talking about the Red Sea unfolding in Israel. Go right ahead, Barry.
Yeah, as I update, and yesterday was significant, we have a ceasefire. I'm going to predict right now that it will be broken. All right? I'm going to predict it. If I were Hamas, I wouldn't give Israel a moment's peace, no matter how much they're taking it. They're prepared to. They're prepared to sacrifice civilians and children in a way that Israel, well, isn't. I'm putting it mildly. But you have to understand the background that the United States was talking with Hamas for months before this. Well, it began as an outbreak. It's a war. Now, I'm going to do this quickly. Look, BuzzFeed is a serious news site. They reported, well, they had a leak. And the leak said that we were in, well, our administration needed to hear from Hamas that this unity government would move towards democratic elections and towards a more peaceful resolution in the entire region. Again, just like Dennis Ross, this guy, I think, believes this, or he believed it at the time. For some reason, he opened his mouth, but the denials were so high level. All right, here's denial one from the U.S. State Department spokesman. That's Marie Harf. She said, these assertions are completely untrue. There's no such back channel. Our position on Hamas has not changed. And then U.S. Ambassador to Tel Aviv, by the way, Daniel Shapiro, also rebuffed this rumor. We do not have ties to Hamas. We do not work with them. We do not give assistance to them. On paper, the U.S. views Hamas as a dangerous terror organization. In actual fact, they were having discussions with Hamas before this war broke out. And I'll bet you anything that the theme of the discussions were not benevolent. All right, putting it mildly, all right. Look, my last little bit of background. And again, the foreground makes no sense unless you get the background. A journalist I worked with on a couple of serious stories is Aaron Klein. We won't go into the background. We had a different worldview. I'm not so sure it was so different, but nonetheless, he writes for WorldNet Daily. A few months ago, he wrote a very, very convincing article. And I stand by his integrity. Believe me when I say that. He's a religious Jew who believes in a lot of good, decent principles. He wrote the article that claimed the U.S. had trained ISIS first. You know, ISIS, the one you're bombing now in Iraq and Syria, he said the U.S. trained in a Jordanian town, it's called Safawi, northern Jordan, in 2012. The first ISIS fighters, 1,300 of them. And, well, now in just a mere 2 years since the U.S. financed and trained, and I assume through Turkey right now, they are retraining on a massive level. Well, Qatar will take care of the financing. Let's just say that the United States has re-entered the Middle East to defend its good buddies, the Kurds. If you didn't know they were your good buddies, they are now. And briefly, they took over the Mosul Dam, and I dived into the issue of water. The point is, these American fingers are in every conflict, and their side is not pro-Israel, not even close. Israel, yesterday, signed away its future. I can go on from here if you want.
Go ahead. We've got about 3 more minutes.
Oh, gosh. No, I don't have to. Oh, okay. Very quickly, of the Holocaust, the Jews are now saying, and the Christian supporters of Israel are saying that Hamas are the Nazis and that the United States Israel and the United States, they are now facing a new Holocaust from the new Nazis, Hamas. Look, I dive into this in grand detail. The fact is that, yes, the Arabs are nuts. No doubt about it. But you have to ask, how they're getting their support. And if you look at how they're getting their support, this Hamas, without Clinton, without Ariel Sharon booting the Jews out of Gaza in 2005, without Hillary Clinton giving them $300 million and all the cement they could build endless tunnels with, they couldn't have strengthened this much. And as for ISIS, in 2 crummy years, they've taken over a massive chunk of the Middle East, Iraq and Syria. 200,000 have died in the last 2 years. Your figures. It's not your. Let's just call it a separate, silent government, covert government is mucking up the Middle East, and they're doing a terrific job. And as for Israel, they're in the middle of the muck, and normality, as far as I can tell, will never. A semblance of it, a modicum of it, will never return. All right.
Well, we have created the best enemy money can buy. Our leaders know exactly what they're doing. They're financing this whole radical Muslim extremist movement. There's going to be a war there.
There is a war there. 200,000 dead in 2 years. Sounds like a war to me.
Bye-bye, Gary. Barry, we'll talk to you again real soon.
You got it. Goodbye, folks.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power,
but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at the Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of the Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, what does the future hold? There's going to be a war in the Middle East. I don't know how to think about. But we know from the study from the scriptures that war, not one war, but a series of wars are going to be afflicting that area. And we know they're in the correct time because, of course, Israel is going to be constituted as a nation. And it doesn't matter that people who reconstituted it were evil and hated the Jewry. God can use his enemies as well as his friends and carry out his purpose and goal. So we're in for some difficult times, and somehow or other, America is going to be involved. I can only hope and pray that America, at least an element of the good of America, is going to survive the very, very difficult times that lie ahead. So if you're a Christian, you need to understand that our government has been taken over by evil and wicked people who have a different agenda, whose loyalty is not to America or to freedom. In fact, they are dedicated to one thing, and that is the destruction of Christianity, which is why the U.S. military is backing ISIS, that's out there killing Christians and raping Christian women and burning Christian villages. Why would we back the people who are destroying Christianity? Because covertly, the official policy of the United States is to destroy Christianity, which is why they took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments and morality out of our schools. And nobody's telling the American Christians that. That's why I do what I do 5 hours a day. And if you'd like to become part of our team, help us maintain our network of stations where 5 hours a day, 5 days a week, we're trying to warn people about the spiritual nature of the battle that's taking place. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Quite frankly, we need your help to maintain our network of stations. We do have a few advertisers, but very few of them. If you know anybody who'd like to advertise with Radio Liberty and help us, we'd certainly appreciate it. Or we hope that maybe you will join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, or if not that, I said that you'll buy our four CD sets and